Souls and salutations, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Foot Fetish Podcast. Sadly, I am not joined by my co-host, Belle, but welcome to another edition of Interview the Model. Now, this model is very particular to me, very special to me. You see, on the Instagram foot model Mount Rushmore, if you will, obviously number one is Belle. I'm legally required to say that, and it's also true. But then you have Little Monroe's Toes, you have Souls of Sky, and finally, you have Fit Feet Girl. And I am here right now with Fit Feet Girl, Nina. Welcome to the podcast.
It's so exciting.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm really happy you're here.
You have, first off, if you haven't followed Fit Feet Girl, do it immediately. She has gorgeous size 11 feet. I think you're one of the sweetest models ever.
Oh, I get that a lot.
Well, you are. In order to make my Mount Rushmore, it's not just you have nice feet, but you're also very kind to your fans, and you're very giving, and it shows through your work. So it's really, like, it's wonderful you're here. That just makes me very happy. So I've lost my train of thought, as I'm wont to do.
We've been talking about doing this for over a year.
Yeah.
Like when we started talking at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
18 months or so later. And we're actually here in person, mm-hmm. not just via a Zoom call.
Right.
Yeah.
So real fancy over here. Where was I going to go? So you have, anyway, if you haven't followed Fit Feet Girl, do so. That's where I was going. Size 11 feet. Wonderful. A yoga instructor. So you have that going on too, which yep. is always fun and exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so nice.
Right. Yeah. That's nice. That's really nice. As I've often said on the podcast, I'll end up doing a yoga style clip and inevitably it'll suck. Like, I've done a lot of yoga in my time, but I've never had a model that's like, oh yeah, I know a lot of yoga. So they
that
know what they're
niche.
Doing. Hey, exactly. That's great. It makes me happy. We're even going to film some clips today, so it's going to be really fun for y'all. A little sneak peek for you there. So, like I said, you have almost 37,000 followers.
Yeah.
I've
been kind of stuck there for a little bit, to be honest. I've been at 36.
Y'all.
I actually just bumped up from, I think, 36.6 or 35.6. to something 0.7 today. And I was like, oh, finally it moved after, like, I don't know, 5 weeks of nothing moving at all.
Listen, we're stuck down on the 6,000 and we're going to stay there. Thank you very much. I don't care about your multiple 10,000 thing. Oh, no. What made you decide to, what was the catalyst that made you go, yes, I'm going to start a foot Instagram page?
Well, I would say that I had some bills that I was struggling to pay. My income was pretty fixed. I was working really hard. I was already working two jobs. And I was like, how can I make a little extra side cash? And to be honest, I was thinking maybe just like a couple $100 a week would be nice, or even like maybe $500 a month,
sure.
like would just help help me, you know, either give myself a little bit of more disposable income or help me to get like a little ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always nice if you can save a little bit, and I wasn't able to do that.
Right.
I really wanted to buy a house, and that just was not feasible, and I had no idea when that was going to be feasible, mm-hmm. and if I didn't make some changes in my life and my career, like, that wasn't going to work.
Oh, I know that,
and
yeah.
so if you go online, you look up, you know, ways to make side income, you'll come across these articles, and they're like, 30 ways you can make money today from home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, let me dig into this. And, you know, there's things like filling out surveys and, I don't know, just random shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then what always makes the list is sell feet pics.
Yeah.
And I always would see that and be like, haha, that's hilarious. Okay, no one actually does that. I'm irritated that that's on this article. Okay. Just kidding. People actually do that. So anyway, so I always saw that and I always was amused by it. And I started thinking, I was like, well, I always love my feet in the summer. I think I have great feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm a little bit biased. I love long toes. Mm-hmm. I don't really like short, stubby toes.
Same.
Sorry to all of the people who love short, stubby toes. Mm-hmm. I'm not there with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have really long toes. I have kind of long, slender feet. And I always thought that my feet looked way better in sandals than anyone else. So I
turns
was like,
out.
Okay, so if some of these other people can do it, why can't I? And I'm the kind of person who I don't, as bad as my ADHD is and as bad of impulse control as I very often have, with bigger decisions like this, I do actually take a long time to decide.
Hmm.
And I probably spent like 3 weeks of intense research figuring out where to sell them, how to sell them, what people like about them.
Smart.
Before I ever made a move. And I started with Instagram because it was a platform that was familiar to me. I'd already had a fairly successful yoga page, like just straight up yoga, like not feet at all, you know. And I'd done a little bit of YouTube and teaching some online classes and things. So I was familiar with Instagram as a way of marketing, though it was never hugely successful. I'd get up to like, I think I had a couple thousand followers on like my yoga page.
Fairly successful.
You know, it's not huge.
For a non-foot page.
Yeah, but it was all right. I was proud of the couple thousand followers that I had. And so it was familiar to me. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a foot page. And so I did. And I got deleted in like less than 36 hours.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I was so offended. And there was no warning. It was just one day my page was gone. I couldn't log in. I didn't have an email. I didn't have a warning. I didn't have anything. And I was furious. And I think it's so, and if you go on Instagram's terms and conditions, they say, like, we will warn you. We will send you an email telling you not to use this behavior anymore.
Right.
You know, these are our terms. And I was like, and at that time, I mean, and still now, I really post quite modest photos of my feet.
I believe that.
There's a lot of pages that cross over more into that sex work category. And I was not posting that type of content. Like, my content is always fully clothed, you know, and it's very, like, my captions are very...
You're very tame.
Yes, yeah. I'm very tame. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a professional. So I was really offended. And I think I got deleted, like, four more times in the next few weeks. I almost gave up.
Yeah, after four times?
Yeah.
We didn't even get deleted four times.
I actually, if any of you listening... used to follow me on my first handle. My first handle was Flirty Fit Feet.
Oh.
And I got up to 25,000 followers on that page. And last June, so a little more than a year ago, I was deleted from that page. So I had had several variations of Flirty Fit Feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got deleted, and that was devastating because I finally had, like, I felt like a good following.
Yeah.
I had built a brand. And then at that point, I had kind of run out of the different variations of Flirty Fit Feet that I could do. And I also wasn't particularly satisfied with that brand name. It didn't quite fit as much as I wanted it to fit and embody kind of what I was looking to go for, but I had it and it was working.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I was like, I have to build from the ground up again anyway, so I'm going to rebrand. And so I went with Fit Feet Girl, and I very much feel very happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it nails it home, that name.
Yeah.
Flirty implies there's something more going on.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And I think that's initially what I was going for because I thought that was, you know, I thought it had to be kind of sexualized in a way when I started. I mean, and obviously it is.
Right, of course. Yeah.
It is.
Right.
It is. But I felt like because I was making a page that I knew that people would be jerking off to.
Whoops.
that I had to like kind of lead with like a more sexual energy than I needed to.
Right.
And I think it actually works out better when you don't lead with that sexual energy.
I agree.
So.
Hey there, it's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on Foots for Sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
Yeah, that's kind of my story as to how it started selling.
That's wonderful. And you clearly your fans found you again. And
for the most part, yeah, I think so. I think I recently heard someone say, I've had quite a few people approach me and be like, oh, you're new. Not really.
No.
Not really, but thanks.
Sure, well, if it makes you happy.
Or they'll have a really distinct username or really distinct niche of fetish that they want a custom for, and I'm like, yo, I've actually talked to you before on my previous page, right. Flirty Fit Feet, if you didn't know, same girl over here, just a different name.
Those folks are
deleted a few times since then, you know, no biggie.
Now, before you started your Instagram page, had you ever had any foot fetish experiences?
I had had one. It was kind of suppressed. Yeah, when I was maybe 21, or somewhere in that range, mm-hmm. I'd had a boyfriend.
So 2 years ago.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Everyone just believed that right there. Oh, gosh. I can't. Guys, I'm 23.
It's amazing.
Okay. So when I was somewhere in that early 20s range, mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend. And I very vividly remember, getting in bed with him. And it was actually a scenario where he, lived with his parents, kind of. And I, snuck over there because he lived near my parents. And I was, back home visiting my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents are really strict. So I, snuck over there. It was, in the winter and, in late evening. So I had my feet in boots and, wool socks. And, things were heating up. And he was like, can I suck your toes? And I was like, I'm very much a good sport. I'm always a good sport. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. And I was like, if he's asking, then I guess he's into that.
Right.
But I was also incredibly self-conscious. I was like, I don't like my feet probably smell to a degree. I've never really had that stinky of feet, to mm-hmm. be honest. But I was self-conscious because I'd always grown up around, with the notion that feet are gross,
right.
Feet are, nasty.
And they are. We're terrible people.
Just the worst.
Just the worst.
Scum of the earth. And I was, I definitely was okay. And then he was doing it. And I just remember having this sensation that it felt like a dog was licking my feet. And it was so gross to me. And I was so uncomfortable. And so self-conscious. And I was just please stop. So I asked him to stop. And then I think a few more times in the future, he was like, oh my gosh, this really turns me on. Please let me, can I please suck your toes? Mm. And I was just I don't even remember. I think maybe I would let him a little bit, but I was just in my own self-consciousness. Mm. And I think that if he had come out and said hey, look, it's called a foot fetish.
Right.
And I just really love your feet, and this is why I love them, and this is what I want to do to them, then I think I would have been that sounds awesome, let's do it. But because I didn't understand it, and he just kind of came at me in the heat of the moment, I just wasn't ready for it. And, that relationship fizzled out and stuff, and But that, to my knowledge, is my only experience. I did have a boyfriend after that who used to give me foot massages all the time.
Hey.
But I actually have asked him, since then, hey, do you have a foot fetish? And he was like, no, babe. I just know that you love your feet being rubbed because you would always like run and your feet were sore.
Very
and I was
nice
like,
of him.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. But yeah, he wasn't getting off of my feet apparently.
Well, that's a shame for him.
I know. So yeah, I mean, there's apparently a lot of you out there, but I have met very few of you in real life.
We're all out there. Just some of us are more quiet than others. Some of us build a living off this. Some just stay in the shadows. Probably rightfully so.
I guess we're in the build a living off of it camp.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are professionals.
Woo!
Yes. Now, speaking of the creeps, because this is the question you have to ask every model, what's the weirdest request you've ever gotten?
Yeah, that would definitely be to run someone over with my car.
Mm, we got that too.
Yes, I remember.
I love that guy.
Yeah, and you know, I really am of the belief that, you know, I always say, like, there's nothing wrong with any fetish unless it's illegal.
Right.
Which means underage, mm-hmm. cannot consent.
Right.
You know, animals also can't
right.
consent.
They cannot.
Sorry guys. Animals can't consent.
Not okay.
But yeah, underage, can't consent. Otherwise, oh, and if it harms someone. So
right.
either like someone else, yourself, or the person getting off on it. Like, mm-hmm. I still don't think that that's really okay. Like, actually causes like irreparable like harm.
Right.
But otherwise, like, feel free to like love and get off on whatever you want.
Agreed.
Like, I very firmly believe that. I might not be able to see it. So, you know, with the car running over you kind of thing, I was like, first off, you're asking me to do something that, like, is illegal and will not hold up in court, even if I sign some documents saying that, like, you know.
There's still involuntary manslaughter to
yeah,
be thought.
Yeah, I'm not really comfortable with that, you know. And he offered, like, oh, like, I've done this before. My girlfriend has done it and she wants to watch. And, you know, and I was like, either way, like, I also don't do meetups. Sorry.
Right.
Like,
a good policy there, to have.
There's like a lot of issues with this scenario. But yeah, mainly I don't want to go to jail.
That's the big one. I'd say that's the big one.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he loves that and he has found a safe way to do it, that's fine. I'm just not your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are those girls that are that desperate and who will do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Go find them.
Oh, yeah, they exist.
It.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm not her.
No.
And, you know, I'm not trash talking those girls. I'm just saying I'm not there.
You're not the one.
I'm not the girl for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm not the girl for everyone.
It's okay to kink shame. It really is. We put a whole little podcast about the damn thing.
I know. I did listen to that. And, you know, and I don't even think I'm kink shaming it. I just really like, it's the one that stumped me the most. And I was just like, there is no place that I can do that. I also really don't like the bug crushing ones.
Thank you. I hate those.
But that goes back to like, yeah, it's a creature who we don't value in our society, but that's a creature nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's killing something. So we're getting back to that harming it.
Right.
You know, and I know that there's ones that are, I've never personally gotten these requests, but I've heard about them where someone wants like the model to crush like a chick, like a baby
yeah,
chick, or
you know, like it's a slippery
else.
Slope.
Yeah,
like, this
and
is
I
not
just,
a. I'll say it. There's not a good mind.
Yeah,
when you want to crush a living thing, that just leads to like I've read about serial killers. I know where this is going to go.
Yeah. Right. So anyway. So yeah. I don't kill things, and you know, What if I had been made that bug
right?
when I came on this earth?
I think about that a lot
yeah.
sometimes as I'm getting older.
How did I
am I coming back as? Oh, gosh.
Right? Yeah. So anyways, so to all of you who want to see bugs or other living creatures crushed and killed, let's just remind ourselves that we might one day be one of those.
Y'all just got kink shamed by Fit Feet. How about that? Now, let's make it positive. Let's get away from
yes.
this negativity.
Oh.
What's your favorite request?
Oh, my goodness.
What are those?
Oh. I really love when someone requests, like, and this, I actually like the requests that aren't as feet-centric.
Hmm.
I like the requests when someone is like, I want this to be really a sensual experience.
Ah.
Like, can you leave? And sometimes it's really generic, but anything that's like very much more sensual and like being in your body and like creating space to like feel in a lot of different ways. So like with all of the senses.
Hmm.
And I really actually do enjoy like showing off my feet in like those clips and things.
Mm-hmm.
Or... like I always think that the yoga teacher clips are fun when it, someone wants to be my student.
So nice.
And,
yes.
You know, so those are always fun. And what's funny is I actually turned down those yoga teacher clips for probably a good year. Oh,
just hit
okay?
my damn elbow. God, that's what I get for trying to check the stupid recorder.
Clumsy one over here.
Ugh.
I turned down those requests until about a year ago.
Really?
Yes. And what it was that I was like, I am a member of Yoga Alliance. I take my profession very seriously.
As you should.
You know, there's people out there, like, if any of you know about, like, Bikram and all of the, like, the lawsuits around him for sexualizing his students.
Oh, I did not know about
yes.
that.
There's a whole thing, and he is not the only like kind of guru teacher. And so it's one of those things where, because that is my profession anyway,
yeah.
where it felt inappropriate and it felt like I'm crossing a line professionally that I can't cross. And I, even though it was just in a video, there was always this fear that, well, if this video gets out and one of my actual students sees it, and then they think that, is that something I'm doing in my classes normally?
I see.
And it was a fear of my reputation as a yoga teacher being damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also, I when I film things, it's from a very authentic place. And I couldn't authentically be there. And I'm since over it. So.
Right. So throw all that
so
at the window.
So now I like doing those clips, and it's fun. And I am not able to kind of like riff off of, you know, what would actually be happening in a real yoga class, because that's a space that I'm comfortable in, and I'm in a lot.
You
so.
Do what you know, and it
yeah.
works really well. I've seen
yeah.
a few of them. They're wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I don't have a favorite clip. I would say on the flip side of that, I really struggle with giantess content.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think... I'm a very why-driven person, mm-hmm. and I think I don't fully understand it. And a lot of times it's a crushing fetish as well.
Right.
And it's more dominant and bratty. And I actually don't have that much of a dominant, bratty added, like,
right.
like nature. I am actually a little bit more submissive normally,
mm-hmm.
Sexually. And I'm not bratty. And so I think I kind of have to like pep talk myself into a place where I can do those. And the ones I've done, people have absolutely loved and have gotten great feedback on. It's just takes more emotional energy for me to be in that space, whereas being in a sensual and kind of like yoga teacher-esque,
right.
like, or a meditation type of you know, I do a lot of meditation JOIs, and those are a huge hit, and I really
yeah.
enjoy those. And they're very natural for me, and so the content that is the easiest for me to do and isn't the most similar and aligned with the energy that I am, the energy space that I'm in most of the time, is the content I enjoy doing the most.
Your West Coast is showing. It really is. The flow of energy and sensualness. Whereas, you know, the East Coast are like, step on my face, hurt
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
we're
well,
so bitter on this side of the coast.
And I lived in Boston for a little bit, which is actually where I did my yoga teacher training. And it was so fast paced. I had people ask me, why do you talk so slow? Like, to my face.
Oh, that's so mean.
I don't know. You know, I mean, and it was very overwhelming. And I lived there for a year, and there was wonderful things. I had a great, great studio that I was trained at. Like, amazing. Like, top of the line. I mean...
That's super cool.
Yeah. I had some really amazing mentors and stuff, and...
I always appreciate yoga folk. I trained as an actor. As an actor, we did a ton of yoga. Like, our lives were yoga for a while. Every warm-up, you're doing sun salutations and stretches. Like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
So I have immense respect. It's interesting you said that before about the Yoga Alliance. I've tried to get a few of my yoga teacher friends to do
register,
this.
And they
obviously they weren't interested, but they also cited that as a sort of
It is. And I think it is. It's scary when you're flirting with something that is real for you, because there's always that fear that content will be leaked or misconstrued and come out in another area and have someone scrutinize that, which is also why I always say no to any sort of race play.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten shamed for that before, of like, oh, baby, I won't let it get out. It's for my personal use and all this. And it's like, okay, that's great. I believe you, but I can't take that risk. I am a white female.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets out that I am using the N-word,
right,
that is something that I cannot come back from.
Nope.
Regardless of what the context was, regardless of whether I was, you know, because if it was like in my personal bedroom and my partner asked me to use that word to call them that, or, you know, whatever it was, I think that that is okay because I've been given permission by someone who can use that word to use it, but I cannot have that floating around the internet. I'm sorry.
Nope.
No shaming there. That's just like a protect.
I'd say that's an important lesson for up and coming models. If you're listening, the power of no. The power of no is strong.
Yeah, you can say no to things.
Not every money is worth it, and there's so many time wasters. Yeah. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, a lot of those guys are like, I want a 3-minute clip. I'm like, okay, so you have a 3-minute clip at like $8 per minute. So, like, that money's going to be gone like tomorrow when I go grocery shopping.
So, it's not worth
it. You know, and that video is going to be out there forever.
Mm-hmm, it sure will.
And ever. And whatever job you have next. And if someone sees that, I mean, really.
Right, like, yeah. That being said, you're going to film some clips with me today.
Yeah!
Are you excited about filming clips?
I am. I'm really excited. And I'm excited that we did the podcast first so that we kind of got into a groove here.
Right, right. This is the first time we've met face-to-face. It's very nice.
We zoomed once.
We zoomed once. This is true.
he's gonna smell my feet later, which actually, I don't know if you're comfortable with this. Are you comfortable with my feet? But I need some help.
Oh, what do you? Oh, what?
Yes,
what?
I actually.
With feet, I don't know. I don't know about feet.
Do you know those? Do you know they're located at the end, the distal portion of the leg?
Those are the gross things.
The thing that connects at the ankle joint. I get asked all the time how my Vibrams smell.
Ah.
And I'm really bad at describing scent. Like, I hear girls are like corn chips. Or like, I don't know, vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, and I'm always like over here, like, I don't know what they smell like.
It's like a sommelier. Yep, that's grape juice.
Yeah, I don't know. I literally don't know. Also, I would love to have someone else's first reaction to them because I think my Vibrams smell so rank in my opinion. But I also know that I don't. So I have really poor success selling socks. I have stopped selling socks. Like, people ask me and I say no because they're not satisfied with them. I'll wear them for 3 days. I will go running in them. I'll sweat. And they just are very light. So if someone is really insistent that they want socks, I'm like, just to be clear, they will not be very they're not going to be super heavy.
That's been happening with Belle recently. Her feet have started to smell less. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. My personal theory is that I was a college swimmer. So I swam my whole life, and then I swam my way through college, which is how I paid for school. And,
well, that's really cool.
You know, I think that maybe I was just like soaked in bleach for so long.
Maybe.
Essentially, that it's killed all of the smelly bacteria that creates.
Yeah, there's a definite possibility of that.
And that it's just like permanently affected my feet. But my Vibrams, they smell, man. So.
Oh, all right. So we're just about at the end of our interview. Should I smell them on the podcast?
How many of you vote yes?
Just call in. 1-900. Ramon's great.
All right. Shall we do this?
Yes.
Are you comfortable, Ramon? Do you consent to smelling
my
feet?
I do consent.
You guys, consent is very important.
It is so important.
Okay.
He's smelling them with them on right now. Do you smell anything?
Not yet.
Oh my.
There's an interesting smell around the toes, but I can't quite. It smells of plastic. Smells of swim shoes.
Okay.
But I suspect the stank is inside.
I mean, you know, it's probably that Vibram outer sole.
Right. I think that's what that is.
Okay.
Shall I take them off?
Yeah, you can just slide them off.
There is Velcro,
but you can just take the easy route.
Oh, there's a smell.
Ooh.
Get
into those toes. Just
get in there, yeah.
Get into those toes, man.
Get in here. So, these smell like, and I'm gonna, it's gonna, oh, you're gonna
I'm,
laugh.
I am so intrigued.
So they smell like feet.
like McDonald's ball pit feet, because like,
Maybe a little of that. This is sort of my ideal foot smell. So it's not vinegar.
Oh, okay.
It's not corn chips.
Oh.
Maybe a little of corn chips.
Listen up, guys.
That natural smell of feet after they've been in a shower and they walked around, maybe walked around the house all day.
Yes.
There's a natural odor that feet get. That's what these smell like.
Hmm.
So if you want that smell, then go to Fit Feet Girl and say, hey, wear these for a week. And that's what you'll
get. Yeah, and then I will tell you I do not do a week because it's a comfort thing, guys. And
we understand,
guys are not going to pay like that much for a pair of socks that like is going to make it worth it to me. That being said, if you give me $1,000 for a week, I would probably do it.
Do it.
Apparently that's my cap.
Be the first one.
Yeah. So, okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my Vibrams. I have sold two pairs of these.
That's really
and
cool.
They were really well loved. And I sold them for pretty expensive. Because
nice.
I was like, because the Vibrams themselves are $100.
Right.
And then I wear them.
You
I
use them for regular
work.
Use. Yeah.
Yeah, I wear them and I'm pretty attached to them. Mm-hmm. I like them and I'm like, these are functional for me. So you can't just like take my last pair.
Exactly.
You can't just like go buy another pair.
Because
also, guys, it's really hard to find size 11s.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard.
Belle has trouble with 10s sometimes. Less so,
yes!
But...
yeah, my goodness.
In this world where feet are getting bigger.
Yeah, I mean, these actually, when I got these are... these are actually per Vibram. And this is what's upsetting, is I know... like, I wear either, like, a US 11 or a Euro 43.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty consistent. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes sizing's just different. Like, this says a Euro 43 is a 10 to 10 and a half, but they don't make another size bigger than 43.
Hmm.
Vibram doesn't.
They clearly fit.
And they are, but they're tight.
Oh.
And when I first got them, I was like, I don't know about this. They were, like, a little tighter than I wanted them to be, and now they're very comfortable because
nice.
I've broken them in.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of... and, like... I have some Toms. Why wear a size 10 in Toms? Because the 11 is too big.
Mm.
Like, it's just, it's like too loose because I have a very narrow foot like this way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a lot of depth to it.
Right.
And so, like, my Toms are really uncomfortable. And if I can wear them for 6 months and get them to a point that they're really comfortable, but then they're almost like on their last leg by
that time.
At that
point, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And so... Someone just bought me a new pair of Toms the other day, and I was like, oh, size 10 is great. Like, someone in my, like, actual life, not like,
someone
who wanted them for my feet. And he was like, let me order a size 11. I was like, I'm telling you, 11 doesn't fit. And he was like, I'm going to order you size 11 anyway. So he ordered me a size 11, and I was like, this is more uncomfortable than the 10. The 10's kind of tight, though. It's scrunching my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was so frustrated. I was like, Toms, if you are listening to this, make a size 10 and a half, man. Because
our new sponsor, Toms.
Yeah.
Please make a 10 and a half.
Ooh, Toms. Toms are strong.
Oh,
Toms
yeah?
are real strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Toms are notoriously strong shoes.
Right.
If you want to buy a pair of shoes from a girl, ask her if she has some Toms to buy, because they are always, well... I shouldn't say always, because always is never true.
Right.
but we're going to say always. They are always worn without socks.
Yes. Yes, they are. Toms are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sanooks, too. Sanooks are coming up in
okay.
the
Okay. All right. I don't know what those are, but maybe I need to look
Get
them
some.
Up.
They're very comfy.
Do they come in half sizes?
In case I need
a half size. And so that's the other thing with size 11 is they make 9.5s, then they make 10.
But not 10.5.
They normally don't make 10.5, which it depends. I don't normally need a 10.5. I normally need an 11.
Yeah.
But with Toms, because you wear them pretty tight.
Yeah.
Like, I need a 10.5.
Sure.
But there's been shoes where I need an 11.5, and if I go up to 12, 12 is like, whoa, monstrous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't wear a 12, but, like, the 11's too small. You know.
What a headache.
It's really hard having shoes.
It is hard having shoes. I suggest going without them. On that note, Fit Feet Girl, Nina, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoy it for a nice little interview thing when Belle and I just don't feel like recording a damn podcast. You can listen to one of these.
I was really disappointed Belle couldn't be here.
I know.
I almost stood him up and said, well, if Belle's not going to be there, I'm not coming because I'm in it for Belle.
Everyone else
you.
Is too, yeah. It's fine. I just made this world, but it's fine. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Go follow Fit Feet Girl. Buy all of her things. Buy a custom clip. And buy the clips we're going to make today, because they're going to be really good. So until we feet again, I guess I have to say, here, can you say the other one? You say, remember Belle's tagline? You
know, oh, gosh.
You don't?
I think I cut off by this point. I'm like, okay, the meat of the story
done.
Is over.
It's so long. So
long.
So there you go. All right. Bye, everybody.